Part A.
Welcome to Have Your Say on Current Issues. Our guest today is marine environmental conservationist and Senator Dr. Jonathan Ishiguro. In recent decades, greater demand for fish and shellfish has raised serious concerns over ecosystems. Dr. Ishiguro, could you start the discussion by telling us what is currently happening?
My pleasure. Global fish consumption per person has more than doubled over the past half century. This has been driven by increasing health consciousness and rising living standards. Now, 40% of popular species like tuna are overfished. In the worst-case scenario, as one estimate suggests, if the world continues overfishing at the current rate, all fish stocks could actually become extinct by 2050.
Undoubtedly, we have to avoid such a scenario.
Certainly. Now, there is a global call for a more extensive application of the ecosystem approach rather than the species-by-species approach with regard to fishery management.
Could you explain that in more detail?
When people realize that some species, such as the cod and sardine, were threatened because of overfishing, which is when humans take more fish than can naturally reproduce, they simply try to protect and recover the population of some endangered fish. But that has not been enough. The population of the species selectively protected might have a chance to recover, but in reality, most of them have only just avoided extinction. Only 1% of all the species on the endangered list has recovered sufficiently to be regarded as species that can be delisted. Moreover, what will happen to species not on the list? While one species is protected, other species, including its prey, might become threatened. We should bear in mind that the depopulation and extinction of species is caused entirely by human activity. We destroy natural ecosystems, exploit other species, and pollute the planet.
So, you're saying that focusing only on species-by-species protection will not provide an overall solution?
Exactly. If you consider each species as part of the food chain and also our ecosystem, it is obvious that the population change of one species affects other species and the whole ecosystem eventually.
Right. I can see the importance of tackling conservation problems more holistically. But isn't it more difficult to understand the concept? I mean, trying to protect one species, like tigers, or avoid overfishing tunas is easy to understand. But I honestly can't imagine what kind of concrete action we can take in the name of the ecosystem approach.
That's a good point. In fact, there is no single definition for an ecosystem approach that is agreed on internationally. The ecosystem approach gives priority to learning from experience. Let's take incidental bycatch, for example. Bycatch is the accidental or unintentional catch of species that are not targeted. When fishermen use large nets, they almost always have fish with no market value.
We often see those fish thrown back into the sea on TV.
That's right. People still believe that catching less unwanted fish would be a good thing. However, recent research has suggested that balanced exploitation would be better. Returning bycatch to the water is wrong, because it means that we are selecting one single species for consumption while throwing the rest back. We need to reconsider bycatch policies and find uses for it.